我的电，Okay, Chair, this is everybody from our waiting room.
All right, very good. I'm going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. And we need approval of minutes from December the 6th of 2022. I'll take a motion for that.
No move.
Mr. Galvan made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Got a second from Dr. Scott. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. Very good. Thank you. All right. We're going to move forward then with hearing. This is BB, actually. And that's Tenaha High School, appeal to District 23-2A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete. Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 23-2A met on December 13th, 2022 and ruled that Jaden Stedman moved from Nacogdoches High School to Tenaha High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 3-3. Items number 1, 4, and 5 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, thank you, sir. We're going to begin by first getting everyone introduced. So I'm going to ask those who've joined us that are part of this to unmute at this time. And we want to make sure that we understand who you are and what your roles are and that you're we can hear you. So Todd Greer, you're the first one on my screen. So could you unmute, please? There you go. Not hearing you. Todd, while you're working on that, we're going to go to somebody else and then we'll come back to you. Darren Ullman.
Hi, Darren Ullman, Athletic Director for Nacogdoches ISD.
Thank you, sir. And then we have one that's titled Terry Bolin, I believe.
Yes, that's Marlon Cloudy. I'm the Tenaha Superintendent Designee.
All right. And who do you have with you there?
Robert Tamplin, head basketball coach.
Yes, I'm Coach Terry Ward, athletic director.
I'm Don Fallon, superintendent of schools at Tenaha.
I'm Terry Stedman, Jalen Stedman's father.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then we have Ms. Pettigrew.
Yes, sir. I'm Jalen Stedman's mother.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to go back to Mr. Greer now and see if we can listen to him.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. And what is your role, Mr. Greer?
I'm superintendent at Gary ISD, and I am chairman of our district executive committee.
Thank you. Okay. At this point in time, I'm going to ask you to stay unmuted for a moment, and Caroline's going to square you in. The appropriate response will be I do.
Raise your right hand. If everyone can raise their right hand, thank you. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, very good. I'm going to ask that the members of the committee, please identify yourselves. I'll start. My name's Mike Motherell. I'm a retired school superintendent. Mr. Galvan?
I'm Paul Galvan, retired administrator, Fort Worth Independent School District.
Dr. Scott?
Marshall Scott, Chief of Schools, Lancaster ISD.
Dr. Kennedy?
Edna Kennedy, Superintendent Burton ISD.
And Mr. Colbert?
James Colbert, Superintendent of Harris County Department of Education.
All right. Thank you. What we're going to do is talk about our process just a moment. I need you to recognize, number one, this is a brand new hearing. We do get to use all the information that was provided at the previous hearing, but we'll be asking further questions, those kinds of things. So if you had any issues with what went on at the district executive committee, which is I read into the to some of the things that you sent. Please understand, new hearing today, brand new. What I'm going to do is we're going to begin shortly with talking to parents. And once we're finished talking to family members and asking questions, we're going to then move to the sending district, Nacogdoches High School. And we'll talk with those folks. Once we're finished there, we'll go to Tenahaw. Most of the time, the receiving district doesn't have a lot of great information for us as far as what was the reason for the change. And that's why we're here today. But if there's something there that you have that's pertinent to that, we sure want to hear it. Then we'll go to the district chair. Once we're finished with the chair, we will go back to parents, to family members, and we will probably have a few more questions, but then we'll allow you folks to summarize. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. I'm going to start with some questions. Others will jump in shortly, without a doubt. Our understanding is that you enrolled Jalen on the 10th of August of this school year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And let's talk about, there was a change in residence for Jalen. Is that correct? Mom, I want you to answer this one, please. And I will refer to you as Mom.
Just okay.
All right. Mom and Dad. Okay. He was living with you prior. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And because of some of the reasons that we're going to talk about shortly, he moved in with his dad. Is that what went on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Dad, you've been living in the Tenahaw school district attendance zone for how long?
About 10 years or more.
10 years and then what?
10 years plus.
10 years plus.
Okay. 10 years plus. Thank you. Now, it's also our understanding that Mom, as we talk about some of the things that went on at Nacogdoches, you were upset over some things. First of all, Jalen lost his grandfather, I think, and was having some difficulty dealing with that, which we understand. And you reached out to the school, I think the counselor and coach. And you were wanting the counselor to reach out to him because of some of the difficulties he was having. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, you were concerned that the coach, and I want to make sure we understand this. You were upset that the coach did not discipline him for his outburst. Is that right?
Right. There was no repercussions for his actions. He was just still allowed to do whatever.
Okay. All right. A later statement that I think you made, Mom, was that your pleas for help were ignored, but not his behavior. Is that right?
Right. I would always hear about how bad his behavior was, but nobody would do anything about it. Like I've asked the coach to bench him, to suspend him from a game, but nothing was done about it.
Okay. And then there was some harassment online by teams prior to the game. You also said something about coach did not do anything about that. Is that right?
No, it was kind of pacified. It was acknowledged and said he would talk to them, but it didn't stop throughout the whole season.
So you're talking about the opponents? Is that correct?
Correct. Okay.
All right. Placed in an alternative school for some a vape issue, and you described that and all pretty much in detail. But you said his grades declined at that time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, at that point, you felt like it was necessary for him to move to a smaller setting with his father. And you said he moved him because it was an unsafe environment. Now, please help us understand the difference between an unsafe environment and the fact that no one was reaching out like the counselor, or you didn't like the way the coach was handling his discipline.
Just not even just the coach. It was the overall school district. The unsafe environment would be that none of my concerns were being attended to. And there were multiple kids that were either put in alternative school or arrested for the same type of vaping within a 2-week span. And I wanted it to be investigated, and no investigation pursued and no information. The communication was not there with the school district.
Okay. And what were you wanting them to investigate?
The principal who caught all of the students. So it was the same principal. They do have grade level principals at Nacogdoches High School. And this was a 9th grade level principal. And he was the one who was having such a successful record of catching these students with vape pens. And then after some investigation of my own, I noticed that most of the kids were like, well, we got this at school. They didn't bring it to school. So I wanted them to investigate how it was getting on campus and how these children were getting access to it.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Thank you. There were some claims that Jalen made some statements about, I'll just go to Tenahaw and play with my boy. And I think later on it described the boy as maybe Charles. Who's Charles?
Are you still speaking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's someone he played with in middle school in the first half of high school at Nacogdoches.
Okay. And he's no longer at Nacogdoches?
No, but to that, Jalen never made that statement.
Okay. All right. Did Jalen play in any kind of summer league or AAU or do any training during the summers? Where did he participate?
This past summer, Jalen did not do any of that.
Where had he done prior?
I had my own team prior, which consisted of a lot of Nacogdoches students just to keep them busy during the summer. But it was just something real local, nothing major, just my own team.
Okay. And they were all Nacogdoches students?
In Central Heights, a little small school close to us.
Okay. All right. All right. What other questions do we have from committee members at this point? Yes, Mr. Galvan. We're not hearing you.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Ms. Pettigrew, in your statement and in the documentation we have, it indicated that you had gone and sought help from the counselor but did not receive any communication back. And then the other issue was with the coach about why he wasn't being disciplined and so forth. When all this stuff happened, and you indicated a minute ago that you had grade level principals, there has to be somebody in charge at the school administration at the high school. Did you seek who that person was to possibly find out why you weren't getting any help from that? So I know the order of who you talked to, whether or not you bypassed them. And I do know that the superintendent assigned somebody to be over the investigation or whatever, but did it ever come to you about possibly going to that principal in charge at the school or even going directly to the superintendent? Did any of that cross your mind?
To be honest, when it was too late, it crossed my mind. I had a good faith in the coach, and I expressed my concerns to him. And he said that he talked with the counselor and what she was going to do. But when I followed up, those never got carried out. And because it was so late in the year and he was an alternative school at this point, I didn't know what to do. And I did think about it, but a little bit too late to think about it or to take action.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you another question. Who is the Mr. Willis? Is he a friend of yours or the family or what? You know?
No, sir. He's a coach of the middle school down here in Nacogdoches.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I know in the documentation there was correspondence calling you about another issue for Jalen. So I just want to know who Mr. Willis was. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other questions at this point? All right. As stated, we will get back to family a little bit later. All right. Thank you, Mom. You did a good job answering questions. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to go now to Nacogdoches High School. And please tell me again who you are so we'll all know.
Darren Allman, athletic director.
Thank you. How long have you been there, Mr. Allman?
4 years.
Okay. Very good. We have some statements that were, I think, attributed to maybe one of your or two of your coaches, Coach maybe Lehman. Is that his name?
Yes, sir. He's the head basketball coach.
Okay. And also one of the assistant basketball coaches?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was his name?
I believe you have a statement from Mr. Rogers. We have a couple different.
Knowlton, maybe? Was there
there's Coach Knowlton and there's Coach Rogers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just get right to that then. Coach Lehman made these, well, someone on that staff said that the following had been stated by Jalen. I'll go to play with my boy Charles. Told teammates he was going to Tenahaw next year. After he was suspended, I'll go to Tenahaw and hoop. 1 week after suspension, got in trouble at school, sent to DAAP. Yeah, we've talked about that. In a conference on May the 29th, want to go to Tenahaw because he didn't have a say in the plays that we ran and how we ran them. Mom said she wasn't happy with the basketball staff and administration, felt Jalen was picked on due to the fact that he was always being disciplined, which is just the opposite of what we've just heard. Mom, I think, told y'all that she was transferring because she was going to sue the school and afraid of retaliation and that Jalen was being picked on. Can you discuss, well, few other things, behavior and practice and games prompted his a suspension, placed on a reentry program, requiring him to improve his behavior. And then he moved to, I think, Tenahaw prior to the completion of that. So he might have been allowed back on the program had he finished that aspect of things. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding. All right. And those statements made by our coaches, I'm completely aware of, and I addressed each one of them with Mom, with Miss Pettigrew, and I've not spoken with Jalen. He, when all this started playing out, he had already transferred schools, and but I did speak to Miss Pettigrew about them, and as you stated earlier, there's two completely different sides of the story. And you know, some of the things that are stated, she emphatically states that it was not said, based on her conversations with Jalen. And anyway, so that's, I was not personally there to hear whether these statements were in fact made or not. But we take it serious when our coach says that they were.
Is there a reason we don't have the coaches who were there at those hearings or at those discussions and heard these, that they're not here?
No, I was at the DEC meeting by myself, and they were not there for the DEC meeting. And to be honest, I think Coach Lehman and Miss Pettigrew in the past have had a pretty good relationship where they communicated well. This has caused some emotional conflict, and I really felt this meeting would go best with me representing Nacogdoches and not Coach Lehman.
Okay. Who is Amy? Is it Amy Hedge Hodge? What do you?
She's the parent. She's a parent of another player in the basketball program.
Okay. And we had a letter from her that basically said she wanted Coach Lehman to be a better coach, and discussing the behavior, and why was that admitted as part of the process?
So that wasn't something that I didn't present that letter.
We'll find out then from others.
Okay.
So who completed the previous athletic participation form?
I did. So we had some trouble. It took a while to get it done because we were having issues with the portal. This PAPF was going, it was coming to Nacogdoches, but it was going to Coach Lehman. I didn't realize it that it was even sent to us, or that it was that they were waiting on it until the coach from Tenahall contacted me, and I looked in the portal. It wasn't there. I contacted on multiple occasions the people who run the portal, or the company that does that. They finally figured out after a couple of weeks of trying to get it fixed. We're in two different districts. We're in District 16-5A. We're in District 9-5A. And there was something going on with my settings. I don't know what they did to fix it, but once the electronic PAPF came through, then I completed it.
All right. Did you complete on there that it was a change for athletic purposes?
No.
You don't think this is?
No, sir.
Okay.
And can I explain?
Oh, please.
So I've done a lot of these, and I've been in a lot of these hearings, and I think that athletics is a factor, and I think it's one of the factors upon many that caused Miss Pettigrew to take Jalen out of school and send him to Tenahall. Being a parent myself, thinking about the fact that he's moving in with his dad, who's been a permanent resident there for, I believe he said, 10 years.
Yes,
we were aware of that. And after my first and really only conversation with Miss Pettigrew, and hearing her reasoning for moving him out, there were several other factors besides athletics that were involved. And so I checked no, that we don't believe it was athletic purposes, because I don't think that the move was I don't think that athletics was the sole purpose for the move. I think there were other reasons that that I felt like she and her husband had the obligation, you know, to make those decisions. There was a lot of stuff going on with him in school when he wasn't in athletics. Some of the issues that he was getting into here were some of the people that he was running around with that were not athletes. And so I, through that conversation, there were some points there that she made that I did understand.
Okay. And you did, you stand by the statements that you heard your coaches make about some of the things that Jalen had indicated?
Yes, I believe, I don't believe they would have put that on paper and signed it had they not had those conversations or heard that in conversation. But I also
mom not happy with mom wasn't happy with the basketball staff and the fact that he was always saying, or excuse me, he didn't have a say in the plays that were run.
Right. So those kinds of statements are the ones where the water gets muddy. When you ask mom about that, you know, different story. You know, it could be misinterpreted, or it was said, something else was said and taken a different way. There's a lot to sift through right there. And we had a lot, we had long conversations about each one of those. And do I stand by our coach? And when he says, you know, when he makes a statement that he heard Jalen say this, yes. When we get into questioning the coach's ability to coach or whatever, I hear a lot of times parents say that, and then by the time it gets back to us, it's completely different, or it's somewhere in between. So I didn't really take that statement. That statement that you just made was not a strong factor in my decision, because of the two different stories that we get on each side.
Okay. What other questions do we have for the athletic director? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
I have a couple questions. First, Coach, can you briefly explain your reentry program?
Well, it's not my reentry program. It was Coach Lehman's. Okay. It was something that he had put together specifically for Jalen.
So you don't do this with all, he doesn't do this with all his athletes. He was doing this specifically for Jalen.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think it was a little bit open-ended according to, you know, when I asked him to explain to me what that reentry program was, it was basically, we're going to monitor his behavior, make sure he doesn't get in any more trouble in school. If he stays out of trouble in school, he comes to practice and doesn't cause any issues. In games, controls himself and doesn't talk back to officials or start making gestures on bad calls, talk back to the coach, those types of things. If he goes a certain amount of time where he feels like he has corrected his behavior, then he would have an opportunity to come back.
To your knowledge, how aware was Jalen and his mom of the expectations of this program, this reentry program?
It's a great question. I think Ms. Pettigrew would definitely have a better answer for that on what specifics they were aware of. I know that there wasn't anything specific put on paper.
Yeah, it seems like there's a tremendous amount of discretion in this reentry program, including words like indefinite amount of time. You know, it makes it very subjective, I guess, to the coach. But I have a couple other questions. Now, you express, and I appreciate you saying this, that you actually don't feel like Jalen transferred for athletic reasons, but I can understand certainly why you check some of the other boxes, because he was in a disciplinary status with the athletic department and had some issues. My question to you, though, is, did you explain or articulate this perspective to the DEC?
I did, yes, sir.
And they still decided to deny the transfer?
Yes, sir.
And based on your opinion, why is that? Because I'm sure we're going to talk to the chair here in a second.
I really believe it came down to the statements from our coaches in them saying that Jalen made the comments, well, I'll just go play with my boy, or I'll go to Tennehall and play. When you hear that, you know, there's obvious implications. And so I think that was to answer your question, I think that was the major factor that had those who voted to deny eligibility. I think that was why.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Other questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Galvan.
Muted.
You're muted again.
There you go.
Okay. What type of player was this young man? Be a pretty good player or what?
He was a good little player. He was frustrating to watch back when what I remember watching him play. He could go on runs where he was playing really well, but he didn't do a very good job controlling himself at times in games, and gesturing to officials, talking to people, those kinds of things. And that was the frustrating part, but he's a good little player.
Let me ask you this, because the reason why I'm asking that is evidently he was good enough that the coach let him get away with a lot of stuff, because you got that statement from a parent that indicated the leadership of your coach there at the high school, because he let all this stuff go. And was she the only parent that was questioning his leadership and why he let that happen so much without any type of a penalty?
She's the only parent to that point. We've had one other make a similar complaint, and as you know, in athletics, there may be others that don't want to speak out.
Right. The reason why I'm bringing that up, because the mother had the same situation, because supposedly she went to your coach and told him he needs to do something, sit him down or whatever, because his behavior. And I'm just wondering that he's gone overboard to let this young man do everything, except for now when it gets time for him to transfer. And so forth, and he has all these things that's been brought up, even to the point with me asking about Coach Willis there on your staff. There's a lot of digital stuff on here about him getting tennis shoes for him and all this other stuff, so I don't know where that came from, but evidently he's making every type of deal to keep him there and not really worrying about the other kids on the team. So I'm just questioning that. Must have been a pretty good player for the coach, let all that stuff go out.
You know, I'm
getting the backlash now on the PAPF. And you explained why we had so many PAPFs, because they had some on the 16th and some on the 17th, and one of them no two signatures, whatever. So that was a little frustrating, I guess, mm-hmm. on everybody's part as far as Tenney Halls and not getting the right documentation. So appreciate your honesty on your thoughts on this thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions for our athletic director? Okay. We're going to move then to the folks at Tenney Hall. As I said earlier, we typically don't get much information from you as for the reason for the change. Anything that needs to be said?
Yes. I mean, I sent over our timeline.
Yes, sir.
You all received that. That's just, kind of when we got involved in the process. And just to show everybody the confusion and the multiple PAPFs, you know, why we had so many different PAPFs.
And, yes, sir.
I will make the statement that initially when it was brought forth to us and it was reviewed by our athletic director, it did not have two signatures. And that was the reason it was not sent directly to the DEC. We that's when we contacted Coach Allman, needing two signatures. And at that point, we found out that there was discrepancies in the yeses that were checked prior to Coach Allman getting involved. And once we got the story from Mom and Coach Allman, that's when we decided to pursue it and send it to the DEC, because we felt like he did not move for athletic purposes. And that was something that we could present to our chair and have it approved.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well stated. Any other questions for the folks from Tenaha? All right, we're going to go to our chair at this point. The meeting itself, and it was a 3-3 vote. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You heard Mr. Colbert earlier ask Mr. Allman why he think the vote went as it did in a situation which is unique, because the sending school is saying, no, it was not a change for athletic purposes, yet y'all made the decision that you did. Can you kind of, in your words, tell us why you think that happened?
Sure. A couple of the things have been brought up. Obviously, the statement from the two coaches were different than what he's saying. The thing about the... I guess if I had to sum it up, I would say maybe it didn't pass the smell test. There were so many PAPFs. There was PAPFs in the portal. Even Coach Allman, I got a thing here jotted down. Coach Allman filled out a PAPF on November 16th, where he checked no on number 5, which is addresses him being prohibited from playing. And then on November 28th, Coach Allman filled out another PAPF and checked yes on number 5. And at the meeting, I asked him why the difference. And his first statement was, well, that's a really good question. And then he finally said that he had visited with Coach Lehman and he had changed his mind. And there was just a lot. There were several PAPFs filled out. Coach Ward at Tenaha indicated at the meeting that he kept putting the PAPF in the portal. And Coach Lehman, the head basketball coach, kept checking yes, and he would delete those and then send in another one. And he kept checking yes that he moved for athletic purposes. So he had deleted it several times until Coach Allman checked no on number 6. And the Nacogdoches head basketball coach and the Nacogdoches assistant basketball coach, Knowlton, both gave written statements that indicated Jalen was moving for athletic purposes. And again, quoting him as saying, I would just go to Tenaha and play with my boy Charles. And Charles is a student that was ruled ineligible last year for moving for athletic purposes from Nacogdoches to Tenaha. So All that being said, and also the address that was on the PAPF, which is 167 East Tenaha Drive, before we had the meeting, we're required to notify the parent that we're going to have this meeting. I sent both regular and certified letters to that address, and both of them were returned as undeliverable, which we didn't know that at the time of the meeting. Those came back later. But, you know, there was something mentioned earlier about they had to go get another one because there wasn't two signatures. And I don't know that we've seen a PAPF yet with two signatures on it. So it was just a lot that just made three of us feel like we weren't convinced. And even Coach Allman was pressed at the meeting and asked, you know, did he think he moved? And he said he wasn't really sure, but he wasn't 100%, I think. And I don't want to quote Mr. Allman in that, but it wasn't an emphatic no, it definitely. And so there was just a lot there that did not seem to make sense. And both coaches' statements definitely played a big part in it.
Yes, sir. Good answer. Any questions for our chair, for members? Mr. Galvan?
I understand Mr. Allman said that the coaches weren't there. Did y'all send in Mr. Greer for them to be present at the DEC meeting?
Yes, sir. And you have to ask Coach Allman. From what I understand, I would have loved to hear from both of them, but I think they were not allowed to come either to this meeting today or to the meeting that we had.
Yeah. Well,
good question.
That's something that I would have liked to have asked them, because since Mr. Allman wasn't really directly involved in the basketball program, and questions and so forth between the player and the coaches would have been, I think, important to y'all at the DEC as well as us.
Yes, sir. And I believe even Coach Allman said he's never spoke to the student, and he's spoken to Ms. Pettigrew once, but his coaches are there every day. And I would think have more knowledge about what's going on than he does as athletic director of a big 5A school. But they weren't allowed to attend, from what I understand.
All right, let's go back then. Thank you. Any other questions for our chair?
I bring my parents.
Okay, I want to go back to our athletic director.
Yes, sir. Which one?
Mr. Allman. Thank you. Mr. Allman.
Yes, sir.
Were your coaches, Coach Lehman, who was initiating the previous athletic participation forum, was he declaring that it was a change for athletic purposes?
That's his opinion, yes.
Okay.
But here's our process of doing PAPFs.
Okay.
I don't let the here when a PAPF comes in or goes out, I meet with the head coach. We talk about whatever it is that they feel like they want to talk about. And to address the different checks, yes, on would he be allowed back in, that was mentioned earlier. So I've not done a paper PAPF in a long time. I'm not even sure if they're accepted. So my deal was waiting on the portal to get corrected so I could get the PAPF through the portal. Because it was taking such a long time to get it back to Tenaha and to the DEC, I went ahead and filled out a paper PAPF. At the time, when I checked, would he be allowed back in? And I checked yes the first time. That was based on the conversations that I'd had with Coach Lehman, the head basketball coach, based on when Jalen's last participation with the program was. And, you know, they do stuff in the summer now. And at the time it sounded like he was still involved and still kind of in the process of getting back into the program. So that's why I checked yes. Then we had another conversation, and in that conversation, Coach Lehman brought up this reentry program that he had communicated to Ms. Pettigrew and Jalen. He didn't mention that before. And so that's when so they still had not gotten the PAPF through the portal. So we did another one. And in that one, I checked, no, he would not be allowed back in, but I explained in the explanation about the reentry program. Once that was complete, if he was back here, completed the reentry, then he would have been allowed back in. So back to our process with the PATF and the portal. So I ask our coaches to be honest and give all the information through those first set of questions. And then through our conversation, because I'm the one who's got to punch my name in and sign the very last line in that portal before you hit send and it goes. And so because of that's my responsibility and I'm the administrator signing that, I'm not going to say yes or no on moving for athletic purposes based on one person's opinion. I'm going to talk to both parties and I'm going to gather all the information and I'm going to make the decision. And we've done that on every PAPF coming and going in my 29 years.
Mr. Colbert.
Yeah, Coach Allman, I would just have this to say, and I was going to save this to when we start doing our closing statements. 3 points. I think you got to tighten up your shop. The PAPF process, as it presented to us, somewhat sloppy, and that needs to be cleaned up. Reentry programs that aren't articulated in writing. It's not a formal process. It's something that someone has unlimited discretion of. That's not a good process. You need to get them to put that in writing, and you should be aware of what that expectation is, not having to find out later. And then finally, when we have meetings that make it to the state level, people who put their signature and their name on paper to things need to be present at this meeting. We don't need to wonder and guess what they were talking about or what they heard or speculate and have you put you on the hot seat to have to articulate what happened with them. In fact, they should be at the DEC meeting. You know, I mean, you're basically having to provide cover for people who've signed things. And one thing that we don't like to hear at the state executive level is a bunch of rumors. You know, I mean, we're not looking and seeking for a reason to make a kid ineligible. It needs to be present and comes to us, not going off of a rumor mill or some social media, whatever. We want to look for objective evidence. And the people who say that they've heard these things need to speak on that, not you speaking for them. So I would say, regardless of the outcome of this meeting, you need to tighten your shop up.
So those guys have put that on paper. It's been presented to the DEC.
They need to be at this meeting.
They need to be, sir. They need to be at the district executive committee meeting for sure. They need to be here as well. And I will tell you what this appears, Coach, and I'm going to be straight shooter here. You need to understand this. I don't have anything about you but good, but I will say this. It appears as though you didn't want them there, okay? That's what it appears as though.
That's correct.
Yeah, you did not want them there because they had a different opinion than you did.
No, sir. No, sir. I didn't want them there because I mentioned this in the first part of this meeting. I had had several long conversations with Coach Lehman about this, asked him to put every thought on paper, which he did. And I agree with Mr. Colbert and appreciate that. I don't know it all, and I should have had him there now in hindsight. But my intent was not to keep them away because they had opposing opinions. I just spoke with Coach Lehman again yesterday. We're in agreement on everything that I've said. The information that you have, yes, the information that you have on what he heard the kids say, I've told you that Coach Lehman thinks he moved for athletic purposes, but we've discussed on several occasions that when it comes down to did they move for athletic purposes, in the case of the kid we were talking about a while ago that was ruled that he did move for athletic purposes, it was a completely different circumstance. And
I understand this, that. Yeah. Yeah.
And given the fact that I've spoken to the parents, I've spoken to the coaches, I've got all the information, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. What are the questions for either our district chair or for our athletic director, Mr. Allman, before we go back to the parents? All right. Thank you, both of you. Okay, let's go back to mom and dad. First of all, I'm going to ask dad a question. There was a letter that was undeliverable. Is that the address that was mentioned earlier? It was, I think, Tenahaw Street or Tenahaw Avenue or something. Yes. Is that your address?
Yeah, that's my physical address. My mailing address is 706. I put that on my... When I signed them up for school, I wrote all that down.
It's a P.O. box.
Yeah, I didn't do that. It's 706 North Center Street.
Okay. So the explanation is that it was sent to the wrong address.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. What other questions do we have for parents before we let them summarize? Yes, Mr. Galvan.
Mr. Chairman, since he didn't get the email from Mr. Greer, what is going to be on the PAPF as far as a legal address? You got to have a legal address. You're going to be moving over there to make sure he lives in Tenahaw. So what are we looking at as far as what's going to be on the record?
Physical address. That's my physical address. My mailing address is 706 North Center Street.
Okay. Y'all have got that straight. Is that right? Y'all know what you're doing as far at Tenahaw. Y'all know what the addresses are, you know, physical versus.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Mighty good. Mighty good. All right. Anything else from committee members before we allow for a time of summary? All right. Dad, we're going to start with you and then we'll go to mom. Yes. You got anything to say?
Yes. Jalen didn't move this for athletic reason. Jalen was getting in trouble. Grades was dropping. Now that he's moved in Tenahaw, he's an A and B student. He recently just made his first C on the last report card, but I require A's and B's in my house. His attitude has improved. I understand that I don't go for acting out and doing things that he knows he shouldn't be doing. And like I say, Jalen is a better person and a better student for moving to Tenahaw.
Has he been playing on the JV?
Yes, he has.
You got his coach there?
That's me.
Yeah. Is his attitude been good on the court?
It has been much better.
Okay. Still working on it.
Zero technical fouls this year. Zero suspensions. First player at practice. He's been taking care of business.
Okay. Mighty good. Thank you. Mom?
Yes, I would just like to just go over what I heard Mr. Colbert say. There was no reentry program. I wanted to make that clear. That's because there's no paper trail for a reentry program because it doesn't exist. I had no problems with Coach Lehman. I adored that program. I had two sons graduate from Nacogdoches High School from that program. My main concern was, when Jalen was caught with that vape pen, he was arrested because he was 17 years old. And I had to research what type of vape pen that was. And he was in big trouble. And we're still going through litigations on that as far as consequences for that. And my lawyer and I discussed repeatedly how a smaller school can hold him accountable. He can get away from his friends. It had absolutely nothing to do with basketball. And he wasn't even being punished on the court anyway. So I didn't have a problem with the program other than he was not getting punished enough. And then as far as me having a problem with him calling plays, I'm not that mother. I told you earlier, I have my own program for AAU that I run with just a team by myself. I I don't tolerate that from parents, and I didn't expect to give it to Coach Lehman. If anything, he asked for my opinion on several occasions, and I asked. We had a very good relationship prior to this, so I'm kind of in this whole process taken aback and hurt that he has said some of the things he has said that have not been true.
So you're saying that you never told him that he wasn't doing his job, or you wasn't happy with the basketball staff, or any plays that were run, or did Jalen, you don't know whether Jalen said that or not.
No, I've heard other parents voice their opinion on that, several. But from my standpoint, I never told Lehman I wasn't happy with the basketball program.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone else have questions? All righty. Well, well done by all. Appreciate all the information. Committee members, this one's pretty convoluted. This one's got lots of different angles to it. We have some statements from coaches. We've got parents that refute those. We've got an athletic director that doesn't agree with his coaches on the reason for the change. So we've got a little bit of everything here. Any comments that need to be made before we make a decision? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
I would just like to say that oftentimes with the PAPF forms, some of the boxes really serve as triggers to slow us down to really analyze to see if a kid is transferring for athletic reasons or not. But at the root of the form itself, is the question is, are they transferring for athletic reasons? And just because they could be under a discipline program, they may have been kicked off the team before, it will trigger a yes on that box, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're transferring for an athletic reason. To have the AD sit here and say that he doesn't think, in his professional opinion, the young man is transferring for athletic reasons is a pretty, I mean, I'm not saying he's making an argument for him, but it's something that we certainly have to consider. That there's no question that the other objective things did happen, but that may not indicate that he's moving for a transfer for athletic reason. Apparently, Jalen has some issues that dad's going to try to tighten up and work them out for him. And dad, you don't have much time. So, you know, the boy is a senior, so you need to get to it. And this is an opportunity, regardless of what our decision is, that he's about to get out of high school and be a grown man, you know. And so, in my opinion, I don't feel that he transferred for athletic reasons based on what I heard from Mr. Allman. But I would say that, like all these cases, Chair, this is convoluted nonetheless. And I think there's some procedures that didn't make it easy for us because it's all over the place. But I think this is a situation where we have a troubled young man that's trying to get another chance before he graduates.
Any other comments? Okay. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Jalen Stedman eligible for varsity athletics at Tenahaw High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All right, we've got that's Mr. Calvin, Ms. Kennedy, Mr. Scott, Mr. Colbert. So, and myself. So congratulations to that young man. We wish him well. Mr. Chair of the district, you did a nice job on this thing. It was a tough one. We appreciate you. Make sure that your district executive committee understands that when it comes to us, as convoluted as it is, and we've got somebody in a situation like the sending school saying no, makes it difficult. Okay. Make sure that you got, and the thing that I want to say to you is, don't quit being honest about y'all's opinions. All right. All right. Appreciate it. We're going to remove everybody from the hearing at this time. We're going to move to our next one.
Thank you all for y'all.
Thank you. I'm going to step out. Well, I think.
Okay, Chair, I'll bring in our participants for the next case.
Thanks.
Okay, this was everybody that was in our waiting room.
All righty. We're going to move forward with hearing CC Silsby High School, Pella District 19-4A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete. Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 19-4A met on December 14th, 2022 and ruled that DeKalb Johnson moved from Beaumont Westbrook High School to Silsby High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 3-3. Item number 6 would check yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was check yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right. We're going to talk to all those who are going to be involved and make sure that we know who you are and that you're we can hear you. So please unmute at this time. Ronald Jackson's the first one I see. And Mr. Jackson, could you give me your title, please?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, sir? And how are you doing the committee? My name is Dr. Ron Jackson. I'm the director of athletics for Beaumont ISD.
Thank you, Dr. Jackson. Mr. Langston? You are?
Yes, sir. I'm the campus coordinator, head football coach at Westbrook High School.
Thank you. And then we've got Darian Gilder, I believe it is. You had it unmuted for a moment. There you go. Not hearing you, though.
Can you hear us now?
I got you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're having some problems with the audio, but we can kind of hear you. This, I'm Coach Randy Smith. I'm the athletic director. We have our superintendent and the Caleb Johnson and his family in here in a conference room at Silsby High School.
At Silsby. Okay, very good. Stacy Brister.
Yes, sir. My name is Stacy Brister. I am representing the 22-4A executive committee in place of Ryan Dubose, who had a medical appointment.
Okay. You were at the meeting then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Is that everyone? Did we have parents?
Yes, they're in this conference room with us.
Okay, mighty good.
We're having a hard time. We're trying to get our volume turned up. We can barely hear you.
All right, we'll try to speak up. All right, at this time, we're going to ask that all y'all unmute again, and you're going to get sworn in. The appropriate response will be, I do.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about our process a moment. We're going to speak, first of all, with the folks from Wolfville Parents. And once we're finished with those folks, we're going to talk to people from Westbrook High School and then Silsby High School. Typically, the receiving district does not have a lot to offer us in terms of the reason for the change, but if you have something, we'll be glad to hear it. Then we're going to move to our district chair. Once we're finished with our district chair, we're going to go back then to parents. We may have other questions for you. We then we'll give you the opportunity to summarize. All right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all hearing us okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mighty good. Well, let me get started, and then there will be others that will have questions as well. It's our understanding, and we're talking to parents at this time, and I'm going to just say mom and dad. That's just a whole lot easier if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Y'all live in Silsby's attendance zone. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have been for how long? Did you move in December?
Since November.
Okay. And you said that I think you transferred November the 7th, moved then later November or early December, somewhere around there. You did that because of what you described as drug problems and fighting at Westbrook. And you were very specific about some of that information. We have all that and we appreciate that. Some of the things going on before games, those kinds of things. And you confirm that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mighty good. Now, need to know, and how do you pronounce? Is it J-Caleb?
Yes, sir. J-Caleb Johnson.
Okay. J-Caleb. Thank you. Did J-Caleb play for any outsiders teams, any AAU, do any training in with anybody besides folks from Beaumont Westbrook?
Yes, sir. He played for, we played for Omar Sneed, SBG out of Houston. We train in Houston sometimes. Mm-hmm. It just depends on which trainer is available.
Yes, so sir.
We have several trainers. We train in Beaumont sometimes. There's a guy that comes from Houston sometimes to train in Beaumont, so it just depends on who's available.
All right. Did he play on any teams or do any training with anybody from Silsby High School?
No, sir.
None at all?
No training for anybody from Silsby High School.
Okay.
Now, we trained a guy.
I'm talking about other athletes from that would be attending Silsby High School.
No, sir. No, we train with a guy that's from Silsby, but we've been training with that guy since J-Caleb was about 5 years old.
Okay.
So he just opened up a gym in Silsby the last couple of years. We used to train at his house before he got the gym. So I'm not sure who goes to him to train, but as far as us, no. You know, it's just us when we go to our session on Sundays. It's just us.
Okay. And what is the distance there? About 20 miles between Beaumont and Silsby?
Yeah, 15 minutes. Yeah, about 20 miles.
Okay. All right. Thank you. There are some posts that you've made, and I think, Dad, you posted it. He's going to make somebody a good quarterback.
Right.
What did that mean?
I mean, he's going to make somebody a good quarterback.
Okay. The somebody is a little confusing because he was already attending Westbrook.
Right.
Okay. Why would you make that statement about somebody a good quarterback? You see what I'm getting at?
I understand what you're getting at, man. It was just a statement. It didn't mean anything.
But, okay.
You know, as far as him just being the kid that he is, the way that they was using him, you know, at that position, you know, I feel like he's going to make somebody a good quarterback, whether you know, the varsity team, the JV team, because what happened, he was supposed to be on JV, and he never got moved up. So that's what that statement was about.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Now, I'm going to go back to some of the issues that you had there with the drug problems, fighting. Did you report to the administration about all this?
No, sir. I never talked to the administration. I talked to one of the coaches.
Okay. All right. Now, then, there were another text that came, and I think, Dad, this was from you, but I could be wrong. You can correct me if I am. It's not all coaching issues. It's also kids.
Right, right. And that's the drug issue. It wasn't – my issue was, you know, it was never just with coaching. You know, it was some of the kids don't want to buy in. Before games, the kids was high. And, yeah. You know, my son came to me and told me this. And when he told me this, you know, I let one of the coaches know.
Okay.
I didn't find out till after the game. But when I found out, I made the coach aware of it.
All right. The coaching, another text here. Coaching of the quarterback's opponents was better. BISD better get it together. Call the right play, coach.
That's my opinion. You know, I mean, that's my opinion. We went to a football game. I felt like my son was the better quarterback, but the other team was coached better. And okay. They got to get it together. That's a true statement.
All right. And who were they playing then when that happened?
I think it was against Summer Creek.
Okay. All right. Now then, you also talked about getting back some of the issues. You talked about he feared for his life, or y'all feared for his life, lockdowns for bomb threats, active shooter thing, daily fights. And then there was pressure to be involved with maybe some illicit things like smoking some things he shouldn't have been. Those correct statements, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then there was the math issue. He'd had trouble with math, and the ninth grade math doesn't count toward a 4-year high school diploma, I guess it was, because.
Yes, sir. And some part of the issue with that was, you know, when we sent him to Westbrook, he's supposed to be in algebra. Okay. No one, nah, they may have let him know about the strat math, but no one, I feel like someone should have contacted me and his mom. There's no what's going on. Okay. You're in class the whole 6 weeks or 9 weeks of school, and you barely have a teacher. The teacher's barely there. So these kids teaching themselves.
Okay. All right. You were a little vocal on social media about problems with the coaches and this. Well, this is a coach's view. And that sometimes business decisions have to be made over loyalty. Can you explain that discussion for us, please?
Sorry, anytime my son get on the basketball court or the football field, it's a business decision. Anytime, that's how we look at life. Anytime, it's a chess game. That's how we look at life. We're playing to win. Okay, so wording, you know, it's nothing against them or the coaches, you know. It's just that's how we look at it. Whether he's playing AAU basketball, whether he's playing Little League football, it's a business decision. We're trying to get to the next level. Okay. It has nothing to do with the school. Anytime that we do anything like that, it's business. When we go out of town to play in a basketball game, it's business. We're going to play a game. We ain't going for this, we ain't going for that. It's all about business for us. We're trying to win.
Okay. What were you referring to? In this situation.
In that situation, when I was talking about loyalty, I was referring to the AAU team that we would not be playing for this year. We've been playing for AAU team for a number of years. They expect them to stay in the same position he was in. So we're going to a better team so we can get more opportunity.
Okay.
And that's the loyalty part of it. Everybody expects you to stay loyal, but don't want to be loyal to you. So we were playing for another team this year.
All righty. Any questions coming from other committee members this time? All right. Good answers, Dad. We appreciate it. We'll get back to you shortly, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Westbrook High School. Who we got?
First, I want to thank this committee. I'm Dr. Jaskin. I'm going to open up just for a few moments briefly, and then I'll let
Let me just ask you some questions, okay? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we work here, okay?
Okay.
Then if we don't get you everything, you can hit the things we didn't get to, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I appreciate that. Dr. Jackson, you are the athletic director?
Yes, sir.
All right. And did Ja'Caleb play for you or some of your coaches?
He played for some of the coaches. He was on the ninth grade football team. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. And let me just get right to it. There were some discussions that Dad had stated playing time would be an issue for the next 2 years, that there was social media posts degrading the coaching staff. There was some question on the residence, more than one residence owned, and we'll get to that shortly. So just along those lines, who completed the previous athletic participation form?
Mr. Langston.
Langston. All right. Between the two of y'all, give us the reasons why you Did you state that it was a change for athletic purposes?
Mr. Langston, I'm going to let you go first.
Yes, sir. Definitely everything points to athletic purposes. The dad never made us aware of any concerns. He never came to myself. He had my cell phone number. We had created a relationship when he was an eighth grade student at Marshall. And not one time was there any concerns brought to my attention about him being fearing for his life, being pressured to vape or smoke weed or anything like that. There was never a conversation. He said he reported to one of my coaches, who unfortunately never reported that to me. I talked with his counselor, his ninth grade counselor, and his ninth grade principal. There was no reports of bullying to vape. The young man maintained an AB average. He missed one day of school. So in my mind, following the social media post, the way it was dated, the timeline of the social media post, talking to coaches in the area, I believe his dad was shopping him around to other schools in the area. And ultimately, I think they picked Silsby to go to school and move for athletic purposes.
What were the social media posts that you're talking about?
Well, the same ones that you referred to.
Reiterate them for me.
Well, on September the 22nd, he stated that we played Summer Creek. The coaching was much different. He wasn't satisfied with the coaching. He thought Jacaleb was better quarterback, but they were getting better coaching. If you turn and you go to the next post, the coaches got to trust and believe. They got to make the right decisions. You follow the timeline of his next post on October the 5th. He's going to make somebody a great varsity quarterback. So in my mind, he's already trying to figure out where he's going to move Jacaleb. If you go to the next post, October the 25th, he says there will be some big changes coming his way soon. And it's all football, all the pictures of football. So to me, I interpret it that he's leaving Westbrook. He's trying to figure out where he's going. The next post is the loyalty post and about, you know, business decisions and all that. Well, to me, that was deciding where his son was going to go to school. So I don't take these lightly. When I look at the PAPF and I look at the questions on the PAPF, I think they still maintain two address in Beaumont and they maintain one in Silsby. I think when the PAPF was filled out, he definitely had two residents, any members of the family. So I think most of these statements are not facts. They're not the truth. The dad had conversations with me that he and his wife were separated at the time. It says, do you live with both parents? He told me he was in Silsby. The wife was here. Or the parents of the student, I guess it would have been checked different. Number seven, is there more than one residence owned or rented? I believe that's an inaccurate statement. Are any members of the family still residing at the previous residence? Well, this is on 11-7. I believe that's an inaccurate statement. So I don't think without a doubt in my mind that he moved for athletic purposes.
All right, thank you, Coach. Now, Dr. Jackson, I'll let you fill in the blanks now.
And what was surprising to me, and I want to commend our Coach Langston, because he's the one that gathered all this information from the social media posts to if you go to some other information that as of today, he still has a residence in Beaumont and he apparently has a residence in Silsby. And a residence in Beaumont is until May 23rd. But what's surprising to me that in October, I want to say mid-October, before the freshman game between Beaumont United High School and Westbrook High School, the parent contacted me. And they worked together as two groups of parents providing food to the freshman football players from Westbrook and the first football players from Beaumont United to eat after the game. Never once did the parent mention to me any concerns at Westbrook High School about bullying, about vaping, about any type of drug use. Never once. Now, I did start hearing that the parent was considering moving his son to another high school. And I did hear reported cases of him shopping his son around, even visiting one high school in particular. But that was just reports. But once Coach Langston provided the social media posts to me, it was quite alarming going, being aligned with UIL policy, especially right. a social media post with a business decision. He mentioned business decision three times in that post. Never once did he mention bullying or things going on at Westbrook High School where his son's mental, physical abuse could be taking place at Westbrook High School. So that was quite alarming to me when he mentioned that on social media posts, because again, if he'd have brought that to the attention of a principal at Westbrook High School, assistant principal, counselor, head football coach, campus coordinator, or even myself, we'd have looked into it immediately, but that was never brought to our attention. So when we got to the original local DEC meeting, we were quite surprised to start hearing that information because we never heard that information before.
All right. Any questions for the folks from Beaumont Westbrook? Yes, sir, Dr. Scott.
I have a question for Coach Langston and Dr. Jackson. Both of you mentioned shopping around. I know what you mean, but can you expound on that? Like, what schools? Coach Langston, you mentioned that you had had discussions with other coaches. Which coaches?
Coach at Hardin Jefferson had previously coached with me the year before, and he mentioned being trained by Omar, where Omar was training out of Hardin Jefferson, and they had called Coach Bass, Zach Bass, over to the gym in the summer and had talked about going to Hardin Jefferson, and Coach Bass and I being friends. As soon as he left the gym, he called me. I've had other colleagues call and said before they decided to move to Silsbee that they went and visited with West Orange Stark High School. The dad and the student went there to visit with the coaches there. Had coaches on the staff tell me that did occur. So that's what I mean by shopping him around.
Thank you.
And Dr. Scott, to answer your question from my standpoint, I didn't know about Hardin Jefferson. That was communicated to Coach Langston, but I did hear about West Orange Stark High School.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank y'all. We go now to Silsbee High School. And as I said earlier, most of the time, the receiving district doesn't have a lot to offer us. Anything you want to say?
I'll just say that this is Coach Smith. I'm athletic director, Randy Smith. Dad did provide me with a driver's license change paperwork. The mother has changed her driver's license, a bill, a lease agreement, a liability insurance card, all that has a Silsbee address. I did do a home visit, took pictures. I believe you guys have all that information. Yes, sir. I had them sign and verify their address. I believe that, you know, the question was made in our previous meeting about why Silsbee. Well, Silsbee's a really good school academically, a very diverse school. And I think that, you know, that it's a school that you know, that people want to be at academically. Okay.
Just this is Greg Wee, Superintendent Silsbee. And I just want to say also, yes, the question was why Silsbee? And I think when we look at the documentation that was presented, I mean, there's a lot of things happening there as a parent that you might not want your child to be a part of at Westbrook. Not to say that it couldn't happen anywhere else, but we have a good reputation here at Silsbee. We our kids are able to walk these halls safely. As you know, we're very fortunate with that. And we have great academic programs, our early college high school. We have our career tech programs. Okay. Our kids do well. So why not Silsbee? And so that's what I would say.
All right.
And you know, parents put their kids every day, and that's a parental decision. And there's a process that UIL asked our parents to follow, and they have followed that process. And so hopefully that'll be found, in the decision today.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. And you're right. People do move them every day, but it's the reason for the move that we're talking about today. They have that. They do have the right to move them. Without a doubt, we agree with you. So thank you. Appreciate your help. Okay. Our district chair is on the telephone.
Well, and I apologize. I have undone every cord I can to try to get a video up, and it's not going to work. We convened a district meeting on December 14th of 2022 at Region 5 Service Center. All schools, participating schools, were represented in that meeting, and we followed the same procedural where Silsbee began. The parent had say, yep. So did Beaumont ISD as well. And then we'll get to a vote from that point.
All right. Let me just ask you, the vote was 3-3?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you tell me why you think, number one, that it was split? What were the reasons that were compelling that help people make their decisions?
I really think it goes back to, I made the second on that motion. And so to accept the PAPF. And so I think a lot of it was, where were they living? Did they go through the process of changing the things they needed to change to show that they were actually living in that school district? We did not get into a lot of the parents and did on the why, but we didn't really, that part didn't really come across as the why on that to me. But it was a split vote of three stating yes, it was a viable PAPF, and three saying no, it was not.
Okay. All righty. Any questions for our chair? All right. Thank you. Appreciate your help. All right. We're going to go back now to parents. Dad, I do have one question for you, and others may, and then we're going to let y'all summarize. And that question is simply, are you still under lease on your home in Westbrook, attendance zone in Beaumont?
Oh, so we're living in Silsbee.
Yes, sir. I know you're living there.
We have to pay our lease until May.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, so we have to pay the lease up until May. That way we won't violate the lease. I won't be charged any money for that.
I get it. Until May. All right. Good answer. Appreciate it. Other questions for mom or dad?
I have a question yes, for Dr. Dad. Regarding the alleged visits to West Orange Stark and Hardin Jefferson, did those take place, Dad?
No, sir. My son has never went to West Orange Stark until Sylvie played West Orange Stark last week.
Did you visit with those coaches?
No, sir. Now, as far as Hardin Jefferson, that he came and talked to us at Hardin Jefferson. We were at basketball practice. Eighth grade summer. He came to talk to us, the football coach did. And I talked to him as a parent. I did talk to him. It was eighth grade summer. We wasn't in high school yet. So I don't see why I did anything wrong. So he came to talk to us about coming to Hardin Jefferson. We talked for about 20 minutes. That was it. We never had another conversation again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's time for you, Dad, to summarize, and then we'll make a decision.
Well, the reason Mr. Langston and Mr. Jackson talking to them about the situation at the school, the reason I didn't talk to neither one of them is where I'm from, my upbringing. I talk to people that I think I can trust. Because they have you think that we're best friends. No, we're not best friends. And we talk because my kid goes to school to play for you. But we didn't have any conversation. Like me and Chuck talked a couple times outside, you know, before my kid got into the eighth grade, because he wanted him there. But other than that, we didn't have any big conversations about this and about that. And about us feeding the kids in the community, yes, we did. We fed the kids. That was for the kids. So that has nothing to do with the decision of this and that. That was for the kids. And yes, Mr. Jackson did help me with that. But again, that was for the kids. Okay? Huh? Okay. And then there was another parent that transferred out of Westbrook that had the same issue. The drugs and this and that, and she reported it. Now they're gonna say she didn't, but she reported it, and nothing happened. Okay, so I mean, I got tired. Okay, I did what I thought was best for my kid.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir. I'm everything else. Oh, and one other thing. They say they saw me at a gas station early in the morning. Chuck Langston was taking pictures of me and my son. Yes, I was at the gas station, but the reason is I'm a dialysis patient. I need a kidney. So I take dialysis three times a week. So I am in Beaumont three times a week. And when I go to Beaumont on Sundays, I take dialysis Monday morning. A lot of times my son stays at my mom's house, and my mom lives in the Westbrook area. Okay, so that's why I'm seen at the gas station.
Thank you for that explanation.
When I get out, if you know anything about Dallas, sometime when I get out, depending on how much fluid they take out for you, you can feel bad. So he was with me that morning just in case to make sure we made it home. And I dropped him off at school. So that was the reason for me being in that area that morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, all parties, nice job. Appreciate it. Any comments from our committee members? All right. Time to make a decision to either grant the appeal, overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Jacaleb Johnson eligible for varsity athletics at Silsbee High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. We wish that young man well and appreciate all of you for your participation. We'll be removing you from the feed at this time. Okay, it is time now to see if we have any new business.
Dr. No, Harrison? Sir.
Hey, Dr. Harrison.
No announcements?
No, sir. Thank you guys for your time.
And hey, thanks to staff always. And tough ones today, especially at first, and that was a tough one. But appreciate you folks. And y'all.
Mike, do we offer any professional development for athletic directors? We need some.
Yes, sir. For sure. Okay, we're going to adjourn with that having been said. And thank y'all. Good to see you.
Yes. Yeah.